You're listening to SBS News.
Students at Sydney's Marsden High School make bottle rockets, print 3D designs, and engineer solar-powered cars. It's science, technology, engineering, and maths, or STEM studies, but not as we once knew it. Year 9 student Hayden Baker is one of the students who chose Marsden's dedicated STEM elective. His class is making computer-designed racing cars propelled by a carbon dioxide cartridge.
This year we are making balsa wood CO2 dragsters. So what we need to do is we start with a block of balsa wood and we have to design what we want it to look like on the computer, and then we put it into a Roland and then it cuts it out for us.
Marsden design technology teacher Dean Hanna says the subjects he teaches are as much about critical thinking as developing technical skills.
What I try and teach my students is creativity and thinking, and particularly risk-taking, and applying all those skills to solve problems on their own, and also being able to build it in a totally and completely different way.
At Sydney's Barker College, students work on technical projects of their own. Classes starting from Year 5 design and build robots to compete in international competitions against other schools. Year 12 student Saskia Ridley-Smith says she chose to study robotics because it suits both her interests and her skills.
I've always been really into my science and my maths, and I felt that this was a really good activity for me to just bring those skills to the table and update my mechanical skills.
Barker College Robotics Coordinator Lael Grant says students are more engaged when they take a hands-on approach to STEM learning.
Our students engage with the work in a way that is totally different to what you'd normally see in the classroom. They start to respond to the challenge and the game challenge in a very vibrant and passionate way.
Marsden High School and Barker College are part of a growing number of schools offering robotics, coding and other advanced STEM subjects. The aim is to prepare students for university and a workforce which may not even exist yet. Barker College head Philip Heath says times are changing fast.
I would not have forecast where we would be now 10 years ago, but it's essential that schools be responding and agile to see what might be and to look outwards, not just in Australia or not just in the neighbouring school, but what's happening across the world.
A report by Australia's chief scientist Alan Finkel found Australia is lagging behind other OECD countries in STEM competency. As of 2019, digital technologies will be a compulsory addition to the school curriculum. The Australian Computing Academy's James Curran is responsible for writing that curriculum.
Pretty much every aspect of our lives has been changed by technology and continues to be changed by technology. As Australians, we either have the opportunity to control those changes and be a part of that revolution, or just sit back and let someone else make all of the decisions for us.
But changing the curriculum hasn't been a smooth process. He says as their subjects evolve, thousands of STEM teachers need to learn new skills and concepts to then teach their students.
We have over 100,000 teachers in Australia who haven't necessarily learnt about this when they were at school or when they were training to be a teacher at university, who will now need to teach computer programming and data analysis for the first time from Year 3 right through to Year 8. That's a lot of people that need a significant amount of new training and don't have a lot of time to do that. We need governments and industry to step up to support teachers implementing this new curriculum.
Michelle Rimmer, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.